my respect to all the mothers, brothers, and sisters, and parents. So, all the things that I do, all the things that I do, so we're and ocean path, as well as that's inside the Kedah. So, dear Kamara, so to speak, I am offering my innumerable conditions. Thereafter, present all the Pirani Sanyasis, all the devotees present here. Today is the disappearance day of Guru Vahila Sri Kumara. Disappearance day. He has ordered, Gurudev has ordered me to speak in glory of some words to his speech. When I first of all came, I saw those that some people come and go when they come to the market. There are many people are coming and leaving. Then he replied, like Hanuman, he was
Be first, Maharaj.
on his death of depression, he himself was what do you know about him? 60 years I have relationship with him. What do you understand about him? Some they used to sympathize with Gurudev and this guy, they used to point finger at Gurudev. This is the duty of Gurudev. How one belief will increase towards his Gurudev. This is the thing of pure Vaishnava. How? That's why Shila Maharaji describing the Shilakata, how to increase faith. Actually, this is true that Guru Pada towards him. What can I say? This guy goes to Bhati Maharaj was saying, these people become a saintly person. At least if my Guru Dev makes me a human being, that will be better. What? I like this very much. There is moon and me, such a small dwarf. It is saint, becoming a saint is very, at least he makes a human being from an animal that I am, then my life will be successful. He has taught that how to towards Vaishnava and devotees, how to have faith towards them. We have been hearing about these things, how beautiful the characteristics is, about what kind of relationship he has with Guru Padma. He used to describe the Sarikata. Really, we used to understand the real speaker of our Guru. Hearing Shravan and also direct vision of the character of our Guru Padma. He used to go to Devan and Gaudiyama. And he used to come there and we used to see that how we used to, I have seen myself that doing Dandavat to him, comes down directly, eight limbs, Dandavat. Guru Maharaj used to say that this Narayan Maharaj is my guardian. He is this word he has used. Guardian, he has used this word. For all the responsibility of maintaining and protecting the it is on him. Shri Maharaji himself also used to say, we have seen also with our own eyes how, but some Dhammacharis who were very obstinate and nonsense used to be criticized against the Gurudev. My Guru Padma suggested that he is criticized. Pujavashila, Gurudev, they used to live in some other places now. Where they are, nobody even knows. They have fallen down from Brahmachari. They become Brahmachari, fallen. Who will commit offenses at the lotus feet of Vaishnava? They will get the result. Excuses. The Vaishnavas can achieve what they get from the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, they will not achieve. Some people criticize and wrote something against Gurudev. That is what my Guru Pada did. But he was still in Bengal. I will not go to Chinchura in that city. I will not have darshan of this face of the Brahmachari until he leaves Dubai. He fell down at the lotus feet of my Guru Pada and he was choosing. God is very merciful, Gurudev. He is the smart person on the potential. And then he said, if there are small bricks in your feet, you have to take out the thorns from the angle on feet only, not from the shoulder. You have come to the offense at Maharaji's lotus feet. So, I don't believe you said my word. You go to him, tell him to write a letter, and then only I can excuse you. He started crying, doing a lot of sweet on Gurudev. Education on Nithanand Prabhu's professor. And I have seen all the pictures with my own eyes. For years, if you would have seen what Maharaj is into, what is lying today, we are speaking in front of Gurudev, now we are he used to slap us also. I have seen the Navin Ramsari, how many times he used to slap him. Even one time, I also saw that he had become stolen from his slap. That Nirjavari is not so easy to reside in Keshavgarh. Nowadays, many people are living in Keshavgarh, and whatever they are doing, no one knows. But in those days, remaining in Maharaji's mutt, it was not so easy. Everybody used to, you know, what they used to say at the time of prasad. They are eating prasad. Some brahmacharis would say, Guru Maharaj, brahmacharis are eating, nobody needs to be eating. Go to Nayan Maharaji. We are all eating. Maharaj is coming. Everybody. They started running. He hasn't come just by hearing his name. Today, standing from the wizard, not so easy in those days. To stand in front of Maharaji, or to speak in front of Maharaji, was not so easy. I used to tremble standing. Nowadays I'm saying when Gurudev will give me a chance and I will speak. In those days, it's not so easy to speak in front of Gurudev. Shivananda Prabhu and other brahmacharis, they used to speak in those days. They used to tremble. He doesn't even understand that he's being in Hindi or Bengali. They used to say that he's crazy. They did not urinate, but I'm telling you the truth, that was. Those brahmacharis. Sometimes I used to also think that it's so hot. We are Bengalis, we want rice. They're only making chapatis. You know, Haridwar chawal is coming. It is good rice. We used to think that maybe Ramanand Prabhu used to make 3 times chapati and Bindu Bihari. Maharaji, every day he used to take classes. He used to twist our ears and hold, give us a slap. Not so easy though, the brahmachari or not. Not brahmachari, old brahmachari. Ramanand Prabhu was the only person who never was hit. Everybody was hit by Gurudev. I have seen with my eyes. I've never seen. And I was, of course, everybody was. Every day used to twist my ears. This is the mercy of Gurudev. It was his instruction that unless and until do not consider any difference between me and Narayan Maharaji. In one letter, he wrote to Narayan Maharaji, O Maharaji, who will think of you and me to be different, and immediately I will turn them out of the mud. Now still I have that letter. Guru Maharaji has that letter still. So deep attachment towards each other. Now, of course, everything is lost, all these feelings. So, that's a big merciful Guru Maharaj. That you are giving birth to a child and I have to change their soul and you are. You've seen this brotherly exchanges with each other. If Maharaj would not have kept, it would have picked us out of the first of all, you would have won. He never changed at all, but suppose you would have left and you would not have been standing, and how it would have been possible, whatever I have been able to realize and understand, whatever faith I have, whatever shadow of faith I have, just by desiring near Maharaj-ji, I am very indebted to him. His love, affection, may it increase towards me. And where is Guruji, in whatever state he is, I don't know. Where is Sakhi, I don't know anything. I know only that here us is non-different from our my Gurudev Sri Narayan Padi, sir, I pay my respect to such that is Lord of Sri, I offer my very beautifully he spoke. One who has love and affection towards somebody, for that person only you can feel separation. The gopis or Krishna, they have a lot of affection towards him. That is why when Krishna goes to Mathura, their separation increases. What stages it reached, we have read in Shrimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures. Similarly, the more one is attached to the Gurudev's lotus feet, that separation one will feel from his separation, from his separation. Raghunath Das Goswami in his heart, Rup Goswami, towards Rup Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Rup Goswami would live, what will happen to him? No condition he would be. Giriraj Govardhan seems like a python. All the that it seems like empty to him. And Radhakund and Shyamkund, just like the mouth of tigers, very ferocious. It has been described by him. That is why the affection that you have towards Gurudev's lotus feet, how much you have affection towards him, that much he will have separation towards Gurudev. And who will have separation in Gurudev? You must understand, he is very high on these stages of bhakti, and soon he will go to Radha and Krishna's lotus feet. Without Gurudev's lotus feet, it's not possible. Now I am requesting. Pujavaj, more than 60 years I used to reside with Pujavaj Ravan Maharaj and Pujavaj Shatil Maharaj. In different ways, we had relationships in many different ways. We had a situation where we observed and saw each other very carefully, how serving Gurudev. So closely I saw all these things. Ravan Maharaj is ready to give up his life for his Gurudev. I have seen all these things. Guru Maharaji, Ram Maharaji, Guru Maharaji used to consider that I am indebted to Pujavaj Ravaman Goswami Maharaj because of his service. Why? When he is falling sick, or Guru Maharaji started crying when he went somewhere, some other place. A Guru, when he is crying for his disciple, you must understand what kind of affection he has towards this disciple. I have seen Srila Tirukra Maharaj. Ram Maharaj, they would never give us any responsibility. If they would, if something was, something very responsible work, he would give to Sri Vishnu Maharaj. And he would not take it so easily also. He would argue questions, he would ask then what he would take, what he would accept, he would complete it. That is why he used to think about Ram Maharaj that he is a child, he cannot do anything. But towards Sri Vishnu Maharaj, he had more faith. I have seen such things, such relations. More I have observed when Pujapal Srila Vaman Maharaj for serving Gurudev, what he has not done. If somebody wants to perform bhajan towards Gurudev, that he should learn from Vaman Maharaj's life. Unless until he has such nishna, one cannot perform bhajan. That is why for 60 years I resided, I had the fortune. How many days you remain with him? very few years, and not very closely also. He's asking Urvashila, Vamanasamy Maharaj. And I, like a friend, had the opportunity. Our life was so mixed together. We were like two bodies, one soul. I have seen some of my Gurudev's character in my god brother Pujyamashila Vaman Maharaj. Wherever Gurudev used to go for preaching, there Sadhirukha Maharaj, me and Vaman Maharaj, and Vaman Maharaj and me, we used to go. I used to think that I am never second in running. I used to be a good athlete. And Vaman Maharaj, he used to walk so much. But when Guru Maharaj ji in Madhipur Mart, when he used to walk, then both of us used to remain behind. We were not able to walk with them. So swiftly he used to walk. That time I used to work in the kitchen. Vaman Maharaj ji and always other services he used to take. I used to even clean the pots in those days. I used to write sometimes, so many things, services we used to do. After that, when he was, Sridhara Maharaj ji used to go, after Vaman Maharaj was given some other responsibilities, we learned so many lessons from both of them. They are my Shiksha Gurus, both of them. What can I tell about their glorious characters? I am always indebted to them. I can never become free of their debt. Now, in short,
because we're living together like dear friends.
There used to be thousands of people. Guru Maharaji, to meet Guru Maharaji, everybody used to come. And everybody used to meet and he used to just keep speaking with them. Guru Maharaji, with a paper and pen in his hand, used to always be near him. We speak something. We cannot give Narasimha Dev unless and until we speak something. Okay, take a pen, Gurudev would say. And he would say something. No, book nothing, he's saying. He would just keep speaking fluently, and Naman Maharaji would write. And Guru Maharaji, and Naman Maharaji, whatever he's writing, there is no need of correction. We are writing. Corrections have to be done. Editing. It's editing. But the way he was writing, no correction was needed. And in the morning, they used to give to offer donor thing there. Like this, we used to make this patrika. I have seen these English.
Thank you.
I greet them and offer my appropriate offices today. Near everyone of us, our Adivara and Vaishna, this festival of separation, of remembrance and separation. I'm going to discuss the transcendental character of the Gurudev. It's a good fortune appearing. I have had the good fortune appearing from the sun. I am most fortunate among most of the people. The transcendental character of Gurudev. I'm a very fallen and different person, and I'm going to describe the natural characters of Srila Gurudev. But by the good mercy of Srila Gurudev, I shall try to remember, and I shall offer my flower-like heart at the lotus feet. These Goridajan are very exalted souls who have come to distribute now for the teaching. You heard the transcendental character of my Guru from different devotees. All these scriptures, that is not one of the great qualities of Gurudev. It is said that Ramayana, Mahabharata and Vedas, Prana, Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad, Vedas, everywhere it is that the beginning and the middle and the end, Hari is glorified. How your day will pass is understood by how your morning is spent. If there is a bad omen in the morning, you will understand that all your day will be bad. Our Gurudev, he served Vaishnavs, appearing with knowledge and such meaning services also he could perform.
Actually,
Jaya,
such topic.
It's so merciful.
How
it can change the course of your life. He was mercy personified himself. When in, I was in the his disciples ordered me that he don't come on God for him because many people are taking pictures. Okay, when I went to pay my absences, his first up the evening, that evening, that time, why did not I asked, three times he was remembering calling out your name. What can be glorious for me? He is mine and I am his. I am still have a fear towards my Vidvashila. But in front of my Vidvashila, I open up my heart and I have a much more easy relationship with him. Then I can live in Jaipur with him some days. I am there for maybe 15 minutes, half an hour. He did not take away his vision. He just kept showering his open glance on me and I just kept crying. Janardhan Maharaj was standing there. Please, speak Bhagavatam to her. But he has done this. What should I
do?
This order was given. I had to do research on Bhagavat.
And
I cannot understand. I am trying for that.
Because
this desire and mercy of my Guru. My
Guru
my glory, merciful glance. There was a child standing there. What is religious and you are asking such higher topics? There is no answer. By his mercy, I get answer that many times. And when he just I remember glance and glance. I still see how we are. I don't know. Every
my Gurudev says that
how it was for me to be
shocked.
Only Gurudev is not the person. Then once must be also one can attain. Gurudev, then Arjun, and Udhav.
Bhagavan
Shyam Sundar gave instructions. Is, what should I do? Then there was one We have to go to Mathura.
Yes,
now I
went
there. According to his desire, I got a small bag. He was laughing when he got it, just like a small child is
playing.
He was sitting in front of Modi Bhavan once.
Gentleman,
uncultured person sitting there.
Asking
something.
What
is the use of this thing? One individual gentleman who was there, he said, Maharaj gave a jar of currency notes. See, by bhakti you get this. He just kept on showing this jar of notes. So, like this,
working.
He used this to discuss. Shri Guru Tattva. Shri Guru Tattva can be experienced in this world, not able to express the words. As with Raja Parishad, Bhagavan has manifested similarly.
Guru
also sends Guru Var to this world.
Guru
Krishna, without Krishna, so there is no Guru. I have so many fond memories of them. By expressing my heart is to tremble. I love Gurudev. I request again and again that you got a
good
to this. Please give your mercy to this. Otherwise, the life is like a murder. Please help me and help you. Please give me
some.
Very nice. Guru has appreciated that. Now, from Tanshara, Sachi Babu, he will offer his Santoshpanjali. Bengali, I'm hearing on this, and I'm speaking. It is going on internet all over the world.
Let me have it.
Even till date, I don't take bath in my home in Vatsun, so I go to Ganga and take bath. Rama told me again that day. He told to, I'm sorry, another day he came in Chinchura to one devotee's home. I went there also, and I had one small book. A lot of people didn't get more books. I have one minute for the Mama Goswami Maharaj. I have one doubt I cannot understand. That whatever we do,
but so hunger, abhiman, love,
Maharaj and Pujipat Maharaj and Pujipat Maharaj. topics what we have spoken, the way we have had discussion of their glorious life character, what that's what we have been speaking there, whatever in the summit, I'm sure this is not being spoken such topics there. I know. I am doubtful that they are observing this date or they are celebrating his Vyas Puja, but Maman Maharaj, these dates are not observed. They are not doing any such. I know. And especially Maman Maharaj disciples. There are no people who have any affection towards Pugvashila Vaman Maharaj. Slowly, Pugvashila Vaman Maharaj's disciples, they have slowly come to me. I'm very happy today. Very happy that all of you are present here today. Very happy. The way they are respecting, the way they have spoken such glorious, they have taken away their Guru Parampara, they have broken the Guru Parampara, not even keeping the proper photographs, but the Guru Parampara. Like this Pujavashila Vaman Maharaj, he respected Amar Parampara is perfect. Guru Maharaj, Vaman Maharaj, and then my photograph. This is Parampara, Guru Parampara. All the world. All the devotees, every home. Therefore, our past tense, what I mean, Shri Vaman Maharaj, as Mr. Harikatha is going on, there in Gaudiya Samiti, everything is spoiled. We'll always follow the Guru and Vaishnava. Always consider that Gurudev and Shiksha Guru are engaged in bhajan. They are non-different. I've seen that and will be that. That all of you are advancing in bhakti. I'm very pleased with them. There are so many devotees. We should go to Siliguri again. Gurudev saying, yes, I will. Go to Siliguri after I visit Parikram. So, go to Siliguri in Bangalore, and many people will come next year. Much, much more. I will also go, Gurudev said. Certainly go to Siliguri after I visit Parikram. What if it are devotionals? Together we will go. In 5 or 6 days, I will reside in Siliguri. Guwahati also, and Shillong also. I will go these places. I have no time, but thereafter, Uma Didi. Uma Didi, let us speak. She is refusing, but Gurudev is forcing her. From childhood, she is residing here. She has left Gurudev and residing near Maharaj. They disrespect her. Lavan Maharaj, right till the end of his life, he used to have so much affection and attachment towards her. I'm घुमा दीजिए। I could not accept Gurudev in my heart. I never had any relationship with him. How can I have a relationship with him? In order to purify my heart, I will speak for some pastimes of my Gurudev with my tongue. Gurudev has so many characteristics. Gurudev has so much affection for Udvashila Gurudev. And if you come to Vrindavan, if you come to Vrindavan or Mathura, I don't know. Swamiji, whenever he will tell me, means he wants to speak about Gurudev. Whenever he will give me permission, I'll go to Vrindavan. Only then. Just to give so much respect to our Gurudev and Pujavashila Tikram Swami Maharaj. He has so much affection for his disciples. He began to weep loudly. One time, one disciple of Pujavashila Bhavana Maharaj, Sundara left the world. That time, Pujavashila Bhavana Maharaj had to speak about his disciple, so he began to weep loudly in separation of his disciple, and he would not honor the food or water offered to him in that place. I gave the food in the hand of the servant. For 2-3 days, he told, "Oh, my Didi, I have received so much distress. I am so distressed." Prabhu went to South India. And he had that time. You could stay here, you cannot come with me in South India. Then the Pandit fell down unconscious and said, "You cannot come to South India or Vrindavan."
Okay.
महाराज तो
Ravana Dham. So one time Maharaj asked, what's your name? I said, Ravana Dham. He said, my Advice. If I'm hearing from Shri Gurudev, what is the responsibility of Shikshaguru? then we see somebody, Shishi Guru, taking all disciples for themselves. So the real job of the Shishi Guru is to take the disciple and place on the feet of Shishi Guru. So remember, before Guru is to chastise him so much, but now he's so bad, thank you, Ivan.
Thank you.
said, if you do not accept me back, I will commit suicide. I will commit suicide by fire. And Maya said, okay, if you have the chemistry, I have the master. Are you ready? But he was very, very strict and ideal for Nazi. The real life was much. But he was real for Nazi, very, very strict. But it ever said, he would never criticize you behind your back. Anything he wanted to say, he said directly. As I remember one time, one husband and wife shared. Then Mark immediately asked the husband, hey, you're having like sexual relations with us? Then the man was shocked, yeah. Then Mark said, oh, get out of my room. Get out of here. You are completely opposite. You are coming here to do polychrome to enjoy. You have not come to serve. Then Mark abused him, abused him, abused him, and he left. And soon Judy was very happy. He said, you know who that man was? No man. He is a multi-millionaire. And because I do not need 1 rupee from him, I speak as a wife. And he said, can the man do you like that? So, for some reason, okay, I don't want to get into too much trouble. I said one example. Sometimes you cannot understand Gurudev. Because somebody other than the reason we serve Gurudev is we take a mantra from him. For the reason we serve Sikhs, we are not taking mantra from him, we serve God out of pure love. Therefore, sometimes we cannot understand Sikhs with Mahabharata, and we are like Krishna Adikari. Therefore, sometimes Gurudev may act or speak in such a way that we cannot understand. That's why we should take shelter of the Vaishnavas. So the Gurudev always says, serve Guru under the guidance of the Vaishnavas, otherwise you cannot be successful. For example, I think, oh, I can do Gurudev's service better than Mahatma Pujapad Mahatma. Is it possible? Impossible. Then we should always do service to Guru under the guidance of the Vaishnavas, otherwise we only become proud, all fear. I want to tell one more story, and then I'll finish here. After Parikram in Devanam in Gaudiya Mahat, then Maharaj would go back to meet Balakurujya in Rukhri. That's another story. So Maharaj had many, many things, special events, writers, they had many spy holes in his umbrella. And he said, I said, Maharaj, what are you leaving? He said, I am going tomorrow. Out by train. And I said, no, I will go by taxi. Then one of the body was asking, can I come with you? I told him, no, I should not be selfish, okay? Then that body went to Gurudev and gave pranam. So Gurudev said, where are you going? I'm going, Gurudev. Where are you going? I'm going to Rajnam, which is Pasha Vikramaraj's brother, Kuchi. And Gurudev was very angry, shouting, call Rajnam here. That time, the body, he was shaking. He said, Gurudev wants to see you. He is not happy. And I was also began shaking. So they went in the room. And Gurudev was, oh, you are so independent. You never do anything under my guidance, and you should go somewhere else and thank me. So very strong words. And I was like shaking. I thought I would leave my body. And I went into a trigger one, and he told me I was completely white, like a ghost, and shaking. The children of ours laughed. He goes, oh, does that mean permission was not given? I said, well, this is no joke. We didn't have safety, we were protecting. I was going around with my teacher from any other Gaudiya Mahat. And Sri Chaitanya began laughing. He said, don't worry, this is like Rukmini and Krishna. Krishna said to Rukmini, oh Rukmini, I don't hope you should go somewhere else and marry. So Sri Chaitanya just laughed. And he said, yeah, well, let's go. So Guru said, the Guru was chastising the honest. The Guru was chastising the honest. I said, Guru, I already gave my word, I promise. I didn't take my promise back. And Guru said, okay, you can go, but don't stay more than 5 minutes. So went to Maharaj and Balakurujya, we stayed there 3 days. Then Guru was coming to Kinshura, and Sri Sri Maharaj laughed. He said, hey, let's go, 5 minutes is almost done. That time, there was Kinshura going up. So something had happened with one brahmachari there, but he determined they wanted to pick him up. So Sri Sri Maharaj said, if you kick him out, then I will also go. And I said, okay, you also can go. So Maharaj moved out and was doing Rajan by himself. So I remember that last time we went there, Shri was going to us. Then Maharaj went in his room and he was collecting the whole thing full of shoes, junk, everything. Then Maharaj was collecting and he took one of the small bags. Then he turned to me and said, he's looking, when is the official time to go? Because it's so logical. And he said to me, and Shri was going on, I'm here 60 years. Everything you see here, I built. These years I served in mud, and now they are beating me up. Then he laughed. Oh well, he said the father died and the son's in joy. That's good. So unattached. They were really also so unattached. They haven't undergone in mud so many 24 temples, so many brothers, right? They could have also walked out of the country. So, this is so many instructions for us. So, if I said anything good, but I'm also fortunate. I'm not remembering Maharaj very much. You know, he gave me so much affection that I'm not catching. That I pray that much if you let him rest, that my heart can have a small place for them. Because Guru Vaishnava is lucky enough where they are. Unless we have affection for Gurudev and Vaishnava, then you can sit on Swami and Guru Vaishnava. After the fallen first, the chief and service of Gandhar and Kirihari, and then we our heart to a small place for Gurudev and Vaishnava. Therefore, today we pray for Guru Maharaj and Sri Guru Maharaj. They can always keep their merciful glance on us, protect us from our own faults and anathas, and we may slowly, under the guidance of Guru Dev, strengthen our bhakti. Go there, my Guru.
Yes, respected. I told him, Maharaj, mother and father, you have to respect your mother and father. If you don't understand this, mother and father, if they come and be a nice with me, one time mother or father Pirikamaraj, when they came, he behaved very rudely, and then Gurudev told him, If I behave very nicely with them, they will all, time and again, they will come here and disturb my bhajan. He was a very good cook, actually. He would wear a cloth always, which would be above his knees, and he would cook nicely in the Annakut festival. He used to cook nicely himself, and also distribute himself. He was a very expert cook. Many, many good qualities, of course, he had. Raghuraj, Namachari.
And when the starting was going on,
समय दिन में सुबह में तो वी डोंट नीड इकम था लोग के अरे अभी इन तो दैट अगर वन आर वी हैव टू गिव द कुकर मतलब वन मतलब ये सिटी के बारे में आई फील लाइक आई डोंट नो आई नेवर नो द कुकर चले तो हम किसी का कुकर किसी लंग फॉर्म द गैस और इन का वर्क को कर ली आई थिंक द नो ये कुकर एंड सो आई नॉट बट स्ट्रांग डाउन No, why am I here to my Lord? I don't know, and I heard he didn't come back. And he was scared. Who are you? I don't know, I think I'm very happy. I guess what kind of a man I am doing. What are you doing? I was the one who called me to your Lord. Subhanallah! That is Allah. That's the thing. Subhanallah, he doesn't think. But he doesn't come here again.
Whatever I have learned in my life up till now, my only mercy of, I'm standing in front of you because of the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava. This is their mercy also. Back from childhood, when I came to the mat, most of the time I spent in Mathura.
Guru Ji,
I received so much love and affection from Gurudev, and also I got his chastisement. I'm an unconditioned soul, and I cannot understand his chastisement and love. That is why. Sometimes Gurudev used to come in Mathura. Then, he used to perform his full Vrajmandal Parikram. One time, performing a Parikram in Barsana, when we Radhakund and Govardhan came around, it was 9 o'clock. That time, Radhakund and Vrindavan in the middle, there were village was there. It was very amavasya and very dark night that time. There is no soul in the car. The driver said, what to do? Now the car can't move any further. Around 7 miles, 8 kilometers, we are right in the middle, 7 meters. So now what we should do, we were wondering. We saw that a child is coming and he is asking, Baba, what happened? We don't have control in the car. Now we will go, we have to go to Mathura. No problem, Baba. Just nearby. You can come with us. We went. We followed him nearby. And one person was there. He gave us a can full of petrol. Even in such difficult times, I was with him in those days. I experienced that. Gurudev. Because Gurudev was there, that is why a small child came. Otherwise, we were in a very difficult situation that day. Sometimes, Bhagavan is merciful and he wants to help his devotee. His character is divine and he is a liberated soul. I offer my respects, my Shiksha Guru, Maharaji's lotus feet. I offer my innumerable obeisances at his lotus feet and rest my speech. Please always be, let him be merciful on me, always. Let him cover his mercy. I'm unqualified. Although I'm not qualified to receive his mercy, but still I beg his mercy. I stop my speech. I don't have the strength to continue. Hare Krishna, one second. Hare Krishna, one second. Rasanand Prabhu. You don't find this to be this one. The little thing when his train starts, it's difficult to stop. Anyway, I'm going to take this to find it. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today, it's a day of our great fortune that Shila, Adhigarna Shila Gurudev, we have Shila Krishna Vishnu Bhai, Shila Krishna Vishnu Bhai, Shila Vaman Vishnu Bhai, his appearance, disappearance, we have observed. you just now, through his mouth of the disciples, you from different points of view, you have heard about their moods and qualities. What nishtha they have, you can understand from this speech what deep attachment, what love, affection they have towards the Guru. You can understand from the words spoken by them. His blessing, his darshan, his love, they are not able to describe. When they are speaking, their tears flowing from their arms, their throats are choked. You can understand what Guru gave is that, and what disciples are that, who, what deep relationship they have with each other. We can spend our tears for the material sense objects and material relationship, but to spend your tears for Gurudev, which is not ordinary. Guru Padma used to say, our relationship with the devotee is saying much, and with Gurudev, which is an eternal relationship, which is not for a day or two. That's why it's just not Gurudev, Jana Jana, Guru's name. Or actually, Guru Padma is eternal. Unless we do not cross the sexual ocean of birth and death again and again, he will come, and by his association, he will take us to the lotus feet of Bhagavan. Hari Sata is Anand, and Hari himself is Anand. From various points of view, you have divided the way. Bhagavan's characteristics and glories are so insurmountable, and you can understand the glories of his devotees are also unlimited. That is why in his life there are so many of nice instructions. You heard, first of all, he gave this instruction that Gopaji had given him name Sajjan Seva. Sajjan Seva means not only a servant, he means Sajjan, means a gentleman or a proper servant. In the Narad character and his character seem to be similar. Like Narad is saying to Vyas says, and like whatever. How come he became a rasik, such a rasik and such a high rank? Somebody serves the Gurudev, he has not to read any scriptures separately. We see in the lives of Sita Maharaj, Van Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, see in their lives, their life is full of service. All their life, what they are doing, only serving. And of course, their words are being heard by all over the world. Why? Because they have considered the one service to be their life and soul. That is why. This Brahma Gyan, this Bhagavad Gyan, this is the knowledge of Bhagavan. Bhagavan, he is saying, when my mercy, I want to give this to someone, then only he can achieve this. But how to get this thing? When Bhagavan becomes satisfied by this service, when he wants to get, then that person can accept. By his intelligence, by his power, he cannot achieve this. By his, Vaman Maharaj's life is a perfect example of this. He became first in his class. One time he gave exam in the school and he came first in his class. He was also in his Listen, you have failed in the class. You have failed. He said, Gurudev, by your mercy, I can never fail, Gurudev. And he said, how you are telling me this, that you cannot fail? Gurudev, it is the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, I'm serving them all day. By their mercy, how can I fail? And he patted him on the back. You have come first in the class, my dear. That's why, right from childhood, you heard also that in service, Gurudev was so satisfied, it was said one time, that Godhead and the Samiti, all those who were serving, if you keep them, you measure them together, and if you take the measure of the Godhead and Samiti service, you will see that its scale is higher, its scale is heavier. When he was told to serve in the printing press, all day and night he used to print so many books to this printing press. What all this, some devotees used to tell him that, what all the, you don't have to preach all the day and night, you have to work in the printing press. And then he took sannyas. When he went and preached all over, and you know the effect of his preaching, all the villages, how he worked so hard when he preached. He has worked as one as ordinary vidang, one as vidang vidang, printing press, and one jivan vidang. One is a living vidang. As sannyasi, he observed and preached all over Bengal and all over India. He full his life was complete of service. So much he was Guru Nishtha. One time he asked one question from all the devotees, how can we satisfy Bhagavan? How can we get bhakti? Other devotees answered in different ways. They define bhakti in different ways. And I was just saying, there is that. Different slots as the devotees quoted. Now, when he was asked, what is the easiest way to achieve bhakti? How to satisfy Bhagavan? When he got the chance, then he stood up and said, I don't remember this slope, but this slope. Through this slope, he said, I know only this much, that how to satisfy my Guru. We have not seen Bhagavan. That is why, if we are seeing only our Gurudev, if by our service Gurudev becomes satisfied, you must understand that Bhagavan, bhakti, everything, knowledge, everything you have attained, this is the eternal truth. So these three Godhead Vedanta, these three main pillars of Godhead Vedanta, they were said to be as Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. Brahma is said to be Bhakti Vedanta Vaman Goswami Maharaj. Brahma's work is creation. Mahesh, who is Shankari, Pujavashila Kirukra Maharaj is Shankari. You have heard something now that how he had such strong speech and how he used to cut all Narasimha's by his very tough tongue. And Vishnu, they used to say, to be our Gurudev. It's very easy to create, very easy to destroy, but to maintain, that is not simple, that's not so easy. That is why you have heard that Vaman Goswami Maharaj is giving birth to children, but cleaning their stool and urine, and to who Shila Maharaj or Gurudev, he is protecting, maintaining them. There is a very special quality in our Gurudev, that people generally take care of their disciples. They will always take the side of their disciples. But Maharaji has this very special quality that he only sees his disciples, like Shri Jiva Goswami, Srinivas, Shamananda Prabhupada, they used to remain with him, these three Srinivas, that how they were maintained by him. Similarly, near our Maharaji also, all the different disciples from different Gurudevs, you will see that Srinivas, Shamananda Goswami Maharaj, disciples are near him. Not only this, me and Bhaktivedanta Suri Goswami Maharaj, the Swami Maharaj disciples, all the disciples of other mutt, they come to Gurudev and they are being maintained by him. Because he is Narayan. Narayan, what it means? Nar means jeev, Ayan means we shelter. Means all the jivas where they take shelter. Nar means nectar. Ayan also means the personification of all these ras is nar means jnana. All the knowledge means ashra. All the knowledge that there is, the shelter of all this jnana. That's why his name Gurudev was given it. his name is quite similar to the task that he performed. You can see there is no example. Well, anybody who is going, I'm saying that I feel that when I come to Gurudev, he loves me the most. And everybody is feeling that he loves me the most. He does not love me, love anybody else as much as he loves. This is a very special quality of our Gurudev. That's why he is maintainer. The name that he has been given is absolutely true to his name. That is why sometimes one is said to be Nityananda Prabhu, one is said to be Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is Purvashila Vamgaswami. Nityananda Prabhu, work has been given to Shila Gurudev, his guardian sovereignty. Nityananda Prabhu's task is, he is attracting the jivas and giving them Nitya Anand, eternal bliss. So, just like Gurudev, he cleans all the jivas, corrects him, and then he offers him at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Similarly, he gives them shelter, he purifies them, and then he gives them to Purvashila Vaman Goswami Maharaj. So, and his life, so astonishing facts are available in his life. Sometimes, in Janakpuri one time, there, that Tota Gopinath, where the deity was being established, he gave him about the Lord Vaman Goswami Maharaj, saying that he went to this place, then he came in his name, Tota Gopinath, that, oh, I'm wearing such old clothes, I want some new clothes. That time he went in the market and he said, give me the old clothes, and he made some clothes stitched for him, and he really saw that the clothes were torn. Sometimes the rice were burnt. He would come in his dream, Agurji would come in his dream, that, oh, I was served today burnt rice. And the shishya was telling that the affection towards his disciples, Madhudidi was saying, he used to maintain so many of his householder devotees, disciples. Sometimes he went in his disciples' home. He is a very poor disciple. When he saw that Gurudev to come, oh, I need a nice place for him. So he arranged a very nice home for him. He said, I have arranged for you a separate room for you. Then he said, why? You don't consider me to be a father. You are not my son. I will not go in anybody's home. I want to live in your home, Gurudev. My house doesn't have any toilet facilities. Do not worry. You just make a fence of a sack and I will use that as toilet. He remained in his home. Shishya Vatsala, the affection and attachment towards his disciples. Sarasthamani Kashishya means these three things. Money, wealth. Never he went to the bank. He said, my pocket is my bank, whatever is there, that is enough. Wherever money used to go, whatever problem he used to get, he used to keep that in Thakur's seva, in the deity seva, and he used to leave. He said, this is my bank, everything. Why? Because he knows. And it's intention of Vijayan, Hari Krishna. He had some faith. Nanakamani. All the ladies he used to call mother. From child to big. And Pratishtha. You know, prestige. This such big Gaudiya Vaidya Swami Sri Acharya he was. Maharaj is my guardian. This is not ordinary. Everything he is capable of doing anything, but still he is living. He is depending on others. The other. This is not ordinary. At the time of his celebration of his puja, his birthday, he would always used to vanish. Nobody would tell anything and he would disappear. Where he is, nobody even would understand. Never he used to observe his Vyas puja. That's why by the exemplary, what time he was getting up, what time he was sleeping, the very servants who used to live near him did not understand when he slept, when he got up. You can see by his exemplary life that he has maintained the very high standards of a pure devotee. Now, this is, we have darshan of such a great soul. This is not something ordinary. We take the shelter of His lotus feet. We are very fortunate that at least in this such, we cannot, we are totally unqualified, but we have had the son of such a Vaishnava. We have achieved their association somewhat. That's why we consider our life to be greatly, greatly fortunate. Please let Him be merciful on us and give us this shelter. One struggle better again. In the end, Shri Madhav Maharaj Ji, he said some glorifications. He has written a very beautiful poetry on Pujavashila Vaman Goswami Maharaj's glorification. He will read it himself and you will be able to hear from himself. From he himself will speak this, what he has written. Pujavashila Madhav Maharaj. Meaning is, Navadeep, which is not different from number one. His Aarti is strong in number one. And the devotees, when they are seeing this, they are becoming greedy. Guru Maharaj Ji, how was he? He was just like Sri Mahaprabhu has described in another Vishnu chain. He was the personification of this shloka of Mahaprabhu. And it's not the name of Bhakti Vedanta Swamin. Pujya Gurudev, Param Gurudev kept. He is what? The dictionary of Gaudiya. So, whatever was asked for him, you immediately used to answer without consulting any book. We are offering for his arati, roof and lamps. The Pujaris is offering his worship. What is the lamp? This Vedanta. Vedanta means to follow the instructions. The instructions of the Veda are his lamp. And Gauravani, Mahaprabhu said, when Tastik Vichar, when Tastik Vichar, Tastik Vichar, Bhaktino Thakur said, this is Tastik Vichar and Rasa Vichar. Our worshipable is Arjuna and Shri Krishna, and these are the instructions offered to him. We have to learn from him the service of Vaishnava. A mind is said to be a mind only if there is a lot of that something is available just to get you from that. So he is a mind of all good qualities. So Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, the way they used to chant their names, Krishna Vara crowns every day. Such were his high, exalted, glorious character. Prasanna Prabhuji just now said that although it is meaning, it is staying with, residing with everybody, but still he used to have his own individual sadhana and he would never leave that sadhana. This is his life and soul to Prabhupada. This procession is his life and soul, and he has glorified this procession of Prabhupada. This is the answer to his Prabhupada. he also had a very beautiful body. And his complexion was like the molten gold. He was never used to be angry. Always you would see him smiling. He had an always slight smile at his lips. Who is playing this Mridang? This Mridang is being played by Sundarana Prabhu, who was Gurudev's Sanat earlier. Guru Maharaj later on sent him to Pujavashila, my Gurudev. Shratil Samaraj, Gopikant Prabhu, who is Janardhan Maharaj. He is the ideal in service. Harijan Maharaj, whose present name is Haritak Maharaj, Govan Maharaj, with a sweet voice, the Krishnadas notification is ending. He also has gone on Parikrama business. He is performing the Kirtan. Krishnadas second meaning is that who has this ego of being a servant of Krishna. And all those names which are Krishna, Amal Krishna, Amal Krishna, all these names, all these disciples, and who is waiting for the mercy of the Lord's feet. Madhav is not a disciple, real Guru. Paratak, one Maharaj, they are all offering, and Madhav's name also has been mentioned here. Tomorrow, our Shiksha Guru, Nikalila Pravishna Om Shabbat Paramhans Prajagatra Ashtadrasat Krishna Bhaktivedanta Shila Swami Maharaj, disappearance day is being celebrated.
Thank you. Hallelujah.